Well, Wally and his friend were in jail, by the way, because they had been offered the opportunity, in quotes, to go to federal prison while their case was on appeal. But they said, we don't choose to serve. And you say, you have to sign something, I choose to serve. He said, we are not choosing to serve. So they were there for a year, which time would not have counted on the five-year sentence they finally got. I mean, it was upheld. But he was sent to prison, first to Milan, Michigan, and then to the prison in Connecticut, which is now, right now I can't think of the name of it, but it's now a women's prison, which is interesting enough. And I corresponded with him, although it was, interestingly enough, I wrote to his friend, because they could receive only 7 letters a week each, and they knew pretty much the same people. And, you know, I drew his friend, Joe, and so we kept up a correspondence. And then when he was released after a total of 33 months, including the county jail and the federal prisons, he was on a hunger strike after a while. He said, you've got me in jail. You're responsible for this. And I am not going to eat until I am on the other side of these walls. Well, for 18 days, he didn't have any food. And then they started force feeding him. And he was, I can't ever remember quite, I think all together was a total of at least 87 days.
And that he didn't eat?
Didn't eat for 18 days and then was force fed once a day because they wouldn't submit to any more. That's a long story, so I won't go into that. The first time they tried to feed them, they held them down because they were not doing it and deliberately put too big in. Went through his nose down into his stomach or esophagus or whatever, however it is. And so he lost a lot of weight and then went to St. Paul to recuperate with a brother who was a minister and then came to Cleveland. And then that's when we really got to know each other. You know, you don't know somebody when they're in prison, you know. I mean, how can you know them really? But, and I didn't even visit them. At that time either. But anyway, then in 1948, he was released in 46, I think it was, 46, 47. And in 48, we decided that we would join our fates, and so we became, what do they say these days, an item.